If you are associated into a memory, then your feelings, happy, sad, fearful, etc., about that memory will be more intense. If you are dissociated, this is more like watching a movie of your life rather than being there, and any feelings will be less intense. This is extremely important to us as hypnotherapists, so let me reiterate. If you are associated into a memory, then your feelings, happy, sad, fearful, about that memory will be more intense. If you are dissociated, that is, if you are watching yourself in the scene and taking the position of observer, then your feelings will be less intense. The following two exercises illustrate how submodalities work. You will be asked to make a picture in your mind, an internal representation. For some of us, the pictures we make in our minds are very clear. For others, the picture is not clear, and yet there is a sense of it being there. If asked questions about its qualities or its submodalities, an answer would be elicited. To keep the exercises simple, we will only work with the visual submodalities. So, get into a comfortable position. Close your eyes and get a picture in your mind of someone you really enjoy being with. When you get this picture, notice the submodalities. Is it bright or is it dim? Where is it located? Can you see yourself in the scene or not? Once you have done this, open your eyes and clear your mind by stretching and looking around the room. In neurolinguistic program, this is called a break state. Again, close your eyes, and this time get a picture in your mind of someone you do not enjoy being with. Notice the submodalities of this picture. I am sure you can identify several that are different from the picture of someone you enjoy being with. Once you have done this, break state by stretching and looking around the room. I'm sure you were able to identify several submodalities that were different in the two internal representations. Generally, we tend to have similar submodalities for the internal representations of people we enjoy being with. The submodalities of the internal representations of people we do not enjoy being with will also be similar, and in some way different from the submodalities of people we enjoy being with. This sameness and difference in submodalities allows us to code our experience and give meaning to our past and future memories, which are internal representations. Submodalities are fun and easy to play with. For example, if the internal representation of someone you do not enjoy being with is large and up close, that is, in your face, what do you think would happen if you made the picture smaller and pushed it away to a comfortable distance? I suspect you would not necessarily end up liking this person. However, you may find them not so overbearing. For the next exercise, I would like you to close your eyes and think of a time when you were very happy. Once you have this picture, make it very dark. Shrink it down to a small picture and push it far away, like a postage stamp in the corner of your mind. When you do this, what did you notice about your feelings of happiness? reduced, or disappeared? You have just learned a great way to remove happiness from your life. Take all your happy memories and make the pictures very dark, small and far away. Of course, I'm joking. However, there are some people who tend to discount their happy memories by making them darker, smaller and further away, while making their unpleasant memories big and bright and close. And how do you think they live their lives? These two examples illustrate that the submodalities you use to store your memories, past and future, give meaning to your memories. We cannot change an event that has already happened. However, by adjusting the submodalities of the memory, we can change how we perceive it and respond to it. This is also true for future events.